Right now it's 62 degrees in Mayfield Heights, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. After leading by 22 in the fourth quarter, the Cavs ended up losing in overtime to the Knicks last night, 115-104. This was game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game two happens tomorrow night, again in New York. Every time you see a story like this, I feel like you're going to dumpster dive. Fans of Akron Spaghetti Warehouse.
Now I looked into it.
I thought you might.
I don't know where it's at. I don't know. I mean, I know Spaghetti Warehouse have been there. I can't believe it closed. But yeah, where are we going? Where are we? I'm looking for some dumpster buddies.
Well, they don't say dumpster buddies.
That's what I'm looking for.
You're always looking to find some. I've been there only one time, but I mean, it was a lovely experience.
Yeah, you can't have a bad time there.
Right. It was great. So the location officially closed this week. They announced they're selling their signs and decor items. So instead of dumpster diving, maybe just go buy them.
Where are they at?
I don't know.
I looked for them online. I know I looked for Spaghetti Warehouse. The website's still active, and I don't know where it's at. Got to find out.
We'll find out.
Plus, I'm already deep into another bid that I really got to lose.
Listen, that. I am very concerned
about
that.
I'm still leading, and it's only 2 weeks. I mean, it's 2 weeks away. I'm assuming I'm not going to win, but I cannot get these. I cannot make that purchase because of
another maneuver. I kind of feel like if you do make that purchase, I'll give you the cash and take it off your hands.
Right?
Like, that's such a big deal.
It is.
And I don't want to reveal what it is, but it's such a big deal. If you win that, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. Okay. The Cleveland Clinic launching a new space health center. This will focus on how space travel impacts the heart and cardiovascular system. They'll study the effects of low gravity on astronauts while also training future doctors in space medicine.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached a What You Watching Wednesday. It is May 20th. It is 6:10. Jen, Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMC's our early morning crew. Thank you for waking up with us. If it's third shift or you're heading home or whatever brings you to the Jen and Tim Show this early in the morning, you know this is an exclusive club. We call it the EMC's, the early morning crew. Well, we didn't. We asked you what we should call it, and you came up with your own term to call yourself, and it was EMC's, an early morning crew. So we appreciate you listening this morning. After, I'm not going to lie to you, I have a question after Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Okay.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Does anyone have the answer to that question?
I don't. I'm going to need somebody that stayed up for that game. Did you listen to the game? Did you watch the game? I understand it's 6:11 and the game ended. I don't know. I fell asleep and it was fourth quarter and they were up 22 and I thought.
I was going to say you fell asleep confidently, didn't you?
Yes. I've watched a lot of Cleveland sports. Born and raised here. Love every team. You're up 22 in the fourth. I don't think you can lose that game.
Mm-mm.
I can confidently go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No.
No!
Not last night.
I'd love to know what happened. I didn't even look at my For You page or anything. I have no idea what happened other than I looked to see how much they won by. They did not win by anything. They lost by.
Oh. I'm sorry.
All right, that's next. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I think there's a better chance we get a winner to this game. The Cavs win that series after last night.
Oh, don't say that.
I know. It's only one game. That's true.
Yeah.
That's why you're sporty, Jen. You bring me back. You reel me back in.
That's what I'm here for. We need one guest today. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You just have to figure out who he is. Good luck.
216-343-1021 EMCs. Which one's going to kick off the show? Your guess is next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What happened? How'd Cav lose? I don't understand what happened. We'll get to that next, but that's one game. We're going to get to the other game first. Dead guy in the envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. What is your guess?
Tony Bennett.
Good guess, not Tony Bennett.
Not Tony Bennett. Come on, I need to talk to somebody. Somebody that stayed awake, that's next. I just need to talk to one person. One of our EMCs. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I went to bed. Cavs are winning. I'm not really on to a show. We'll talk about, the show everybody is talking about. The movie everybody's talking about. A local story. We'll certainly get to that with What You Watch at Wednesday at 8:10. I've certainly watched that. But outside of that, I'm kind of,
You're not watching anything.
Plus, it's the Cavs. This is the Eastern Conference Finals.
Of course.
Like, it's the playoffs. We can't take playoffs for granted in this city, right? It's the Cavs. I mean, they're one series away from the NBA Finals, which outside of LeBron, I mean, it has not happened very often.
So you confidently went to bed last night.
22 points. They're up 22 points. It's like I mean, I'm really confident with that. I've watched a lot of Cleveland sports. I get it, but 22 points. I don't even know if they have enough possessions left to beat us. Like, okay, good night.
Well, they did in overtime.
What?
Final score ended up being 115-104 in game one last night.
Can I just talk? I understand it's 620, and maybe I just know that our EMCs are the best. And I understand that maybe you fell asleep like I did, or maybe you worked third shift and you didn't watch. I don't care if you watched it, listened to it. Like, can you give me a 60-second? This is what happened. Like, so I didn't. I just saw the final, and I thought my phone was wrong. So I went to another app. Thought that app was wrong. So then I went online. I looked at the.
What happened?
Someone, right. Please tell me the Cavs won.
I just need at least one call. Can somebody tell me 216-343-1021. Then we can move on to the next game. But I just need to know. All right, good morning. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't understand what happened.
I think they got too confident in their shots.
Okay.
They seemed to think that they were going to make the bucket, and they were already turned and going the other way, and nobody was underneath the basket to rebound. And then that Bronson...
Oh, Jalen Brunson.
He got hot.
Yeah, he's good.
And Durant couldn't keep up with him. And it just was sad.
Oh, aww. That's about as good of a recap as I can possibly get. It was, you move on to game two, which is tomorrow? Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Away again in New York.
Oh, and I got to see Spike Lee and Ben Dumstiller.
Why is he Ben Dumstiller?
Timothy Chalamet. They're all pretty and successful. And Knicks fans are all over the place.
Oh, Knicks fans, yeah.
Oh, man. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There's this girl I came across on TikTok. When the Cavs were in the playoffs against the Detroit Pistons, I came across one of her videos where she was doing the tarot cards to tell me if the Cavs were going to win or not. Well, she was right then, and she posted another video yesterday ahead of yesterday's game and gave her predictions for the series in general against the Knicks.
Oh, I didn't see that. I did see the tarot card readings for Detroit. That's so funny. It came across my For You page. Like, it was like, that's not something that normally comes across my page. But I didn't see this.
Same. And she was a Pistons fan, and she said the Cavs were going to win, so she was a little sad.
Right.
I'm kind of TikTok jealous of you guys, because the tarot cards never came across
all
my
all the things
feed.
That pop up on my For You page.
Yeah.
And I learned so much from Stevie, which is one of the reasons we love to do this. And I saw that, but I didn't see what happened. I didn't see this next video.
I just saw this one like this morning.
Okay.
And I was like, that's interesting.
All right. We will get to that next. Stevie on the socials, coming up in under 3 minutes.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a girl on TikTok. Her name is, she goes by Sports Tarot, and she reads cards and predicts things in sports and games and outcomes, and what she thinks is going to happen based on the card she pulls. And she's a Detroit Pistons fan, and she was doing the last series and said that the Cavs were going to win based on the card she was pulling. She explained it all as she went through, and she was a little upset because, you know, she's a Pistons fan, but she thought the Cavs were going to come out on top. And we did. So then she posts yesterday, ahead of the Cavs versus Knicks game one, her predictions on the cards she pulled. And based on all the, like, the trajectory, it was like taking you through the game. And it was like basically showing that it was going to be a tough battle between both teams, and that the Cavs looked like they were going to win, but the Knicks were going to come out on top. And this is before the game even
happened.
She
said that before the game?
Yes. So she said that she sensed the Cavs are going to be down and then come back strong and then lose in the end, is what she said. But she does say that that's just for that game. So she predicted Knicks will win, but it'll go on from there, and it's going to go into 6-game series.
Okay.
She's predicting 6 games.
We need to revisit it. Wait, did she predict who would win?
Not yet.
Oh, she did not. It's 6 games.
But
we need to revisit
this,
Stevie, on the socials, whatever it is, next week. Because we have a game two tomorrow, so today's Wednesday. So then, they come back home for a couple of games. I wonder if it'll go game six.
What'd you say her name? Is it Sporty Tarot?
Just Sports Tarot.
Oh, Sports Tarot.
Jen was about to fight somebody.
Well, I was like, you know what? As Sporty Jen, maybe I have a side business, a side gig. I can, like, get in with
that.
Her.
See you know how me. You do.
You know
so
me
far,
in sports.
She's doing well.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And
I love it.
She'll post one each day before the game of what she thinks about that game.
Okay.
That's a good time. I didn't see that yesterday. We'll have to do that. So she thinks six games. We don't know what the winner of the six games will be. So that's right. We have our own sporty Jen. She's going to give her prediction.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Full
Can't
breakdown.
Can't wait to hear that.
Full breakdown.
3.5 minutes away.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think we'll try it after this song, I think. Jen Tui, sporty Jen, her breakdown on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Cavs win tomorrow night.
All right.
That's my breakdown.
As far as you're going to go. I'll take that.
They gotta.
Is it going to be an easy win or hard
no,
win?
No, it's not,
Stevie. Yeah, we're going to revisit
but,
this.
So they but,
is it going to give us a migraine again?
Yes. No, it's not going to be that bad because they're going to come in strong. They're upset about last night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're coming in strong and
James
fighting.
Harden's going to play good?
He is. And I know people were complaining about him last night.
Yeah.
But he's going to bring it. And that is my sporty breakdown.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Win by a little, by a lot, doesn't matter. I don't want to.
It's going to be a little, but you're going to be happy about
it. Is it going to be over 100 points?
Yes.
Over 100.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why am I doing this? I'll just pull the audio. Yeah, I'm writing all this down.
Right.
And we'll look. Okay. That's great.
Yep, that's
there
right.
You go. Sporty Jen's prediction
and
for game two.
I hope you can sense the confidence in my voice.
It's very confident. You're Sporty
right.
Jen.
That's right.
So
that's
there
right.
You go.
Better not
known.
Fail us now,
it's
Jen.
What I'm known for, Stevie.
There you go. We'll see. Okay. We'll see what happens. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We're at 7:08. 80s yesterday, 50s today. Wear the shirt. Put the shirt on.
Oh, the GV Artwork shirt? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what shirt? Like, were people not wearing shirts yesterday? Like, you should wear
maybe
a shirt.
Not. Maybe you weren't wearing shirts yesterday. But whatever. It's warm weather. I have I've been trying to push through, and I can no longer do it. I have been trying to push through. Eating this item every day.
I am so glad you're about to talk about this.
It's horrendous. And I've been trying to do my job. There is no worse consistency in a food product than this item. I brought it today and I thought to myself,
you brought it again?
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it. I can't. There was a reason that I was trying to push through. I don't even like it. And why I've brought this in every day this week, I don't have any idea because it takes me 30 minutes to eat a little pocket of this stuff.
It's like troublesome to watch you eat it. And the fact that you put pressure on yourself to finish that, like, I don't even, like, just don't eat it. Give it to someone else.
I mean, that'll be the plan. I just thought that,
like, it's
I would
okay.
Power through because I don't want to throw them out. You're right. I could give them to you. I should just give them to you.
I eat one every day. That actually, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Why don't you like? Why I don't like? Why are you? It's unnecessary self pressure.
It is a lot of self pressure.
Why?
And I don't like it. And it takes me forever to eat. It's just not. I don't know how anybody eats this. I really don't.
I eat it every day.
You do
I eat every day.
Do you really truly like
one.
It?
Yes.
Or it's just it's low calorie. I'm going to eat it. Like you're not going to get full from it.
No, I like it.
Okay.
And it's easy, and it's convenient.
It is easy.
And it's, yeah.
It is
when
convenient.
When I'm throwing stuff in for lunch, you know, because I always pack a lunch for work, want something to eat that'll tide me over till lunchtime.
8 million varieties. People love it. I understand. I'm done. I can't. And I
Thank
don't think
God. I can't stand watching you eat it. Honest to God, I can't.
It's so disgusting.
It's like you make a mouth paste out
it
of it.
It is horrendous. What is it? You have a guess? It's next. Yogurt is the worst. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Name a food that's a worse consistency than yogurt. I've been trying to eat this thing. It's a little pocket, the Chobani Flips. My daughter, she wanted these Chobani Flips. She said, you know what? All of a sudden, she didn't want them. And we got them at Sam's Club. So you know, when you go to Sam's Club or Costco or whatever, it's not a 2-pack. It's not a 3-pack. It's like a 12-pack sitting in the fridge. I said, I need to start eating these pre-expiration date because I don't want to toss them. I don't know what to do with these because she doesn't want them. So I've been trying to bring them in. I flip the goodness into the yogurt. I'm stirring it up. It takes me. Even Steve is like, why is this taking you so long to eat this little bit of yogurt?
It's so true. I eat mine every day in like
horrible.
One. So literally, we finish Trump Tui. We play a song and then we do the three things. I will eat my yogurt in that song. Yours lasts until the next round of Trump Tui.
It is. It's an hour. I can't get through it. I'm not knocking the. It's a very popular brand. It's cute. I understand that. I was like, this is a decent snack instead of going down to JJ's and I'm grabbing, you know, Cheez-Its and whatever. I'm going to knock out this yogurt. I brought one in today again and I'm dreading it. dreading it.
I mean, I can't even explain, if you're listening right now, to watch him eat this is painful. It's like you're forcing, you're like choking down this yogurt for no reason. Just stop eating it. Like, so Izzy doesn't want it. You don't want it. Don't you have like a little mom group or something? Like
I do. I'm going to have to ask them.
Like our neighbors, if we buy something, like I feel like many times I've gotten a group text like, oh, hey, we brought these protein bars and the kids don't like them. Anybody want them?
Sandy needs to ask. She's in the mom's group. The mom group on the block owns the block. Well, they know what's going on.
The
they
mom
see everything.
Group will handle it. Like, why do you feel so much pressure that you need to
eat
these?
I just thought that the only other choice was to toss them. But you're right. I can just ask if they just want these things because there's plenty of people that want them.
Yeah. Somebody else will eat them.
What is a worse consistency than yogurt?
Oatmeal.
And I don't even understand the point of yogurt because you're not even full when you're done. At least oatmeal is hearty and I'm done. And I'm like, oh, this can tide me over to the next meal. Yogurt's never going to do that. That's a little dot of yogurt. Whether it's Yoplait or any of these other ones, a little dot of yogurt. This doesn't fill me up.
Especially the Greek yogurt, though, does. I feel like, especially the Chobani, because you add, I mean, the cookie dough is delicious. S'mores is next level. It's so good. It tastes like marshmallow yogurt. It's so tasty.
Can't get through
and
it.
Now I keep thinking of things that are worse than yogurt consistency because yogurt's
Stevie
not that bad.
Up. Stevie's Oatmeal, a consistency person.
Tapioca pudding, terrible, like a terrible consistency.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's like tapioca. They still sell that?
I don't know. It's like fish eggs.
But they're like, what are the dots? What are those things? Those little round dots in the tapioca.
That's a terrible consistency.
Who's eating that? Tapioca, maybe they are.
I don't know.
What is a food that is a worse consistency than yogurt? I would love to know. Which food has a worse consistency than yogurt? I can't push through it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It should be a healthy snack I have in the morning, maybe after this first round of Trump Tui.
Please don't. Like, just don't eat it today.
How long, Stevie, does it take me to eat that little dot of yogurt that I brought?
Long time.
Long time. And he's just like putting a giant spoonful in his mouth. And I feel like you let it sit in your mouth for a long time. Like you won't.
It's just not good.
I get it, though. You got to eat it slow or else you're gagging.
It is.
But it's like next level slow.
Well, you are like the consistency queen. So what are some other things? Like yogurt I put up there. Is there something else? Because you it's about consistency, not necessarily being a picky person.
I like bananas, but they make me gag. So those are a hard one.
Like because it's soft or is it?
I don't really know. Yeah, it's like mushy.
By the way,
I get that.
By the way, I've always wanted to bring this up on the air. One of our coworkers eats the strings off of those bananas.
That's I don't like
that. Pulls them. Stevie.
Wait, pulls them off and eats them?
And eats them like they are a piece of banana licorice.
Bitter.
That's part of the peel.
You have to like discard that or something. I thought I was seeing things and I thought to myself, yeah, I can't talk to this. You're eating those banana strings? I don't think that's okay.
That's really bad.
What else? Bananas or something else?
Soup. Any kind of soup.
You won't eat any soup. And I asked you earlier if you would eat chili.
No, that's in soup category.
That is a soup category.
And no matter how chunky or not chunky, I'm not eating anything.
You don't want
soup-y.
The texture of a soup.
See, I love all that. Yogurt, I don't know.
I don't need to drink my food.
Oh, this is going to be horrible. Go ahead.
Cottage cheese to me, I could never... bear to even put a teeny teaspoon to my mouth.
Same. So I would never try that. I would never try cottage cheese.
I love cottage cheese.
I don't even understand what it is. Isn't it like
is gross?
Yeah, it's like cheese.
I went through a phase
soupy.
Of. Remember, I was bringing in those cups of cottage cheese.
You
add fruit
to
it.
The berry ones. Or
yeah,
what?
The berry ones. My husband eats one every day. Like if I don't, when I get groceries, I have to stock up the blueberry cottage cheese yogurt. He eats one every day and adds blueberries to it. He's obsessed with them.
If anybody wants my yogurt, I don't know if it was a cookies and cream one. Just the Halley building is available. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite.
That's
I'm going to give
flavor?
It to you.
That's the flavor you're
I have
running?
To look. It's either the graham cracker or the cookies. I don't know.
Wait, there's a graham cracker?
Not the graham. S'mores.
S'mores. S'mores is good.
Cookies right. and cream.
That is yours.
I don't think I've had the cookies and cream one. The cookie dough and the s'mores are next level in the Chobani flips. They're delicious.
I'll just go get some of my Sun Chips. It's nice and crunchy, filling.
Oh, yeah. Those
the Garden Sarsa.
Mm-hmm. The Garden Sarsa. Those are next level delicious.
Harvest Cheddar.
Yes. I'm a Harvest Cheddar fan.
Yeah, they're great. Uh-huh. I think those are the best.
Kelly says Jell-O has a terrible texture. And also, I'm with Stevie. Ugh, textures.
Yeah. Jell-O's not a great texture. I can get through it because I enjoy the taste, but I understand how somebody would be weirded out. Are you weirded out by Jell-O, Stevie?
Mm-hmm. I'm weird about anything soft. And I was supposed to eat soft foods after I had my tooth things
Which
done,
time?
And I don't like
you went
any.
Again yesterday. Your entire.
Are you supposed to be eating soft food today?
I don't know, but I won't because I don't like any. They'll make me gag.
Okay.
It is a mouth open month. Her entire her mouth. She has had dental work For, I mean, how many, is it three times this month? I don't even know. We need to get to that, too.
Something like that.
I'm going to give you my yogurt so you can eat it.
We can't even touch on that right now because there's so much. But I do want to say, Mary Jo suggests this to you, Tim, and I'm curious if you will do this. Tell Tim not to dump the stuff in at the top. Just eat the plain vanilla yogurt.
Oh, yeah. I don't need the bear yogurt. That other stuff, the chunks get me through.
The chunks get me through. Yeah, because there's like little chocolate chips and stuff in there.
Isn't that the purpose to make it better is to flip it in there, right? What do? Eat it separately?
I think so. I don't know. I like it. But I don't know. That's what Mary Jo said.
You maybe or producer Stevie can
I hate every food we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm feeling sick.
This is just like just the way you talk about it makes me not want to have chili, and I love chili. Like, just the way you describe soup and chili, I think to myself, yeah, I think I'm going to forego that for probably eternity. Mm-hmm. And cottage cheese, I'm just never trying.
Same with mashed potatoes.
I don't know how you eat cottage
mashed
cheese.
Mashed potatoes, you can't eat those plain.
You don't eat mashed potatoes?
Yeah,
you
got plain, I have to eat them with the chicken in the same bite. Or, like, I'll dip a french fry in mashed potatoes. People think that's weird.
That's a lot of potato.
That is potato
an aggressive
squared.
Starch.
Yeah, but it's texture. I need the
texture.
This
you
is
need
the best.
Too creamy.
Told you, Stevie's next level on the texture.
Yes,
that's all I'm ever in. All right.
Yes, you are.
Well, thank you for the DM. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Name one of your favorite things about Jamaica. One of your favorite things about Jamaica. Mine was the food.
Mine was the beautiful beach and how calm and serene it was with the sunrise in the morning.
One of my buddies who has been to Jamaica, it was so funny because he asked me about the trip and how it was. And I said, it's amazing. And I love the fact that we get to give trips away. It is so much fun. You just pick up a boarding pass. You need a boarding pass to board a flight, right? Same thing with Flight 102. We have it for you, 922. He said, you know what? Why is that? He's like, the sand's never hot. I said, beautiful sand. I said, that is actually really funny. I was on the beach a lot, and it's not like the waves are lapping up on the beach and stuff like that you would think when you're in Florida or somewhere else. It's just very, very calm. And the beach was just beautiful. Sunsets, beautiful. You can see the exact same thing. 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive getaway to any Sandals or Beaches Resort in Jamaica with round-trip airfare. Do not miss those boarding passes. We have it at 922. So it's a What You Watch on Wednesday. This is normally when we would, share shows. It's one of our favorite things to do. I think that when you're out and about or with your, friend groups or husband and wife or significant other, whatever it is, what do? You see a show, you either watch it together, you tell each other about the show, and that's what it's all about, is show sharing. But this particular instance over the last few days, I think that there is a very, very important show. It's a documentary. It happened just miles away from the radio station, and it's unavoidable. It's the number one movie on Netflix. And it's a local story.
It's called The Crash, and it's about the Mackenzie Shirilla story. If you're not familiar with what happened in Strongsville, this is just one movie, about an hour and a half, maybe mm-hmm. hour 34 minutes. I'd have to double check the runtime. But well worth watching if you don't know what happened in Strongsville, just an absolute tragedy. And we want to talk about it because not only is everyone talking about it locally, everyone's talking about it nationally. The story is getting national attention again.
Absolutely. We don't want to spoil it for you at all, but and maybe you did watch it and want to weigh in as well. We can do that. So we get into that, where you can find it. That's all coming up next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It happened in Strongsville. It's a documentary, number one movie by far on Netflix. It's What You're Watching Wednesday. That's why we're talking about it.
It's about Mackenzie Shirilla. And what's interesting to me is this Netflix documentary, and it just came out last Friday, I believe. Mm-hmm. I remember covering this story on our show when she was found guilty here locally in court, just a few years ago. And you don't think that something that happened locally like this at that time had national attention and now again is gaining it because of this Netflix movie that's number one in the country, like you said. And there were some real takeaways from watching it.
It's called The Crash. I didn't hit that, by the way. It's called, I was going to mention that. Yes, it's The Crash. You can find it on Netflix. It's about an hour and a half long, as you mentioned.
I certainly learned a lot about this case. I mean, like I said, we covered it here on the Jen and Tim show, like in the three things you need to know when Mackenzie Shirilla was found guilty. And I mean, it was just a horrific story where the car drove into a building at 100 miles per hour. Her boyfriend was in the car. She was driving. Her boyfriend was in the car. A friend was in the back seat. They were both killed. She had injuries, survived the crash, and is now serving a life sentence. And if you watch the movie, the documentary, it goes into detail about what happened. It goes into, how they looked at the car and what happened during the crash. There's video. that you hear of this crash. I mean, it is absolutely bone chilling and so heartbreaking. I cried twice watching this.
What those parents had to go through. I can't even imagine talking about the first, you know, I don't want to get into, you know, there's people that haven't watched or maybe don't know the story. There were definitely parts that were very, very tough to watch for sure.
Big time.
Takeaways that were tough. Just a really, you know, not to get to an ending, but one of the parents had mentioned there's just no winners in this entire thing. And that I thought that was like a synopsis of the last 90 minutes that I had watched. It's just, it's unbelievable, unfortunate situation. And, you know, there were some takeaways even in the trial and different ways that you
that
could
was
think.
A
like
big
I
one.
I didn't know, so I thought they'd give you some inside look on some other things too, you know.
I didn't realize there was and they say this in the documentary, there in the state of Ohio, you can choose a jury trial or a bench trial. Mm-hmm. And she chose for this a bench trial where just the judge hears the case and makes the decision. So that's how that came out. And I didn't know that was a thing here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, didn't know. So, once again, that just, and maybe you know, maybe you watched it, maybe you want to talk about it, 216-343-1021. You can always shoot us a DM, but, I don't feel like we're not doing our job if we're not talking about it. Number one movie on Netflix.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.